Governor Sean Parnell says Alaskans stand to lose more freedom and pay more taxes with today's Supreme Court ruling, largely upholding the federal health care overall. Alaska was one of 26 states suing to overturn the Affordable Care Act. At a news conference this afternoon, Parnell said the state may have lost the battle, but isn't going to stop fighting.
This ruling should rally Americans to action and galvanize support for congressional change.
Parnell says the law is costly for Americans and unworkable. He says he hasn't read the full decision and is still working to understand the scope of the decision and how it will impact Alaskans.
As I think about the decision today, I basically have come back to, we're going to get good information once we've reviewed the decision. And I will work to shift back to the federal government those costs it is imposing on our citizens.
The Supreme Court threw out the part of the law that essentially forces states to dramatically increase the number of people eligible for Medicaid. 135,000 Alaskans now use Medicaid. Under the law, the federal government will fully fund expanding the program in the first few years and mostly fund it after that. Parnell won't say whether the state will opt out of the Medicaid expansion, but he says he will consider it. He's worried about the state's share in paying for it.
Over time, that 10% comes back to the state, so another $30 million a year, roughly. But what's to say that that will not grow?
The state has taken one step towards setting up one of the law's requirements, a health insurance exchange to help residents purchase affordable insurance. The state hired the Boston-based company Public Consulting Group to study options for the exchange. That report is due out in the next few days. It will include a roadmap with three options for how the state can set up an exchange: a state-based exchange, a federal-state partnership, or a federally facilitated exchange. Health and Social Services Commissioner Bill Stroyer says the big challenge with the law will be meeting deadlines for implementation of the Affordable Care Act.
The timeline is pretty aggressive, even if you're one of the leaning forward states that embrace the health plan from the very start.
State officials estimate there are about 125,000 uninsured people in Alaska. One of the requirements of the Affordable Care Act is that exchanges run by the states be sustainable by 2015.